It has been a big off-season for the Titans, who will head into 2020 with a new coach at the helm in Justin Holbrook. The 44-year-old made the move from the Super League over the pre-season after 3 years with St Helens, where he tasted some success, and now he gets the chance to build a legacy at the Gold Coast. They start their season with a clash against the runners-up Canberra in the nation's capital, and I'm pleased to say the
Mark, man in charge...
Oh, have you got something else?
Hurricane Holbrook.
I like it. Hurricane Holbrook, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, boys.
Mate, very well. Where does Hurricane come from?
Not for radio. Not that great a story. Yeah, no, I just played cricket as a young bloke and had a good day out and got a headline Hurricane.
Won a nickname on the way.
Yeah, I'm claiming it.
Well, Justin, like I said, you had a bit of success over in the Super League. You must be looking forward to challenging yourself here in Australia in the NRL.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love my time over there in the Super League. I think it was great, not just for myself, but just to be the head coach at a top level is what I needed. You know, I coached the lower grades and then spent 2.5 years as an assistant at the Roosters under Robbo, and I think it was not ideal timing because it was mid-year 2017, but. Loved it over there, and it was great to obviously win the comp there last year, and then, as you said, I'm a great opportunity now here at the Gold Coast.
Mate, I looked at your record over there, Hurricane, and 80% winning record over 87 games. If you look at the best coaches in Australia, the most successful, you've got Craig Bellamy, 69%, Trent Robinson, 65%. Have you thought about that, and like, have you got an approach to losing? Like, you're so used to winning when you're coaching over there.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't want an approach to losing. I haven't given that much thought. As for the winning, yeah, I mean, obviously I had a good side, so I'm not trying to say it was me as a coach, but I just think the consistency on how we wanted to play over there, and as a coach, that's your job to have the boys, trying to play their best every single week. And it's something I am proud of, Freddie, because the year just finished. It was actually... We finished 16 points clear of second, which we were unaware, but we were told that it was the best winning margin in the history of the game over there, which is something like 124 years. So it was a great achievement from the playing group. And everyone at the club, as you know, mate, you're a coach. You need good assistants. You need a great head of performance out of medical. You need great play. You need everything's got to be, first class to be consistent, and I had a great, all that in place over there. So, but something I'm proud of, mate, and enjoyed it. But gotta get cracking here now.
Now, you mentioned staff. Did you bring any staff back?
No, I didn't, mate. No, I think I sort of love the town over there, and they're very passionate people in the north of England in their little towns, and. I think they would have killed me if I brought any players, and the next one, the CEO and chairman would have killed me if I brought staff. So, I think they'd be great over here, but I think first year's probably too soon. Wait till I get away from there for a while.
Justin, Ash Taylor spoke recently about, his battles last year and some of the criticism that came with it, and he lost his love for football, took a break from the game. I suppose the question to you, Justin, is how do you keep someone like Ash Taylor focused on the job? He's on big money, the supporters want results. Is that one of the challenges for you as the coach?
Well, a part of it. I think he's equal amongst the rest of the playing group. I think with Ash in particular, you all know, he had a lot of things sort of going wrong in his footy career and his life. So, the first chat I had with him, I just said, look, I want to help you. Everyone wants you to play at your best, especially me being your coach. And I want to help you, but you've got to help yourself. And he agreed that. He said, I want to do it. And I said, perfect. So it's been a good fit. And he's trained unbelievably well. Honestly, he has. And I know every coach says this time of year, you've had a great preseason. I get all that. But he really has. He's made a real difference. And it's my job to get him to enjoy playing footy again. And that comes with training. If you're going to be good at something, you've got to enjoy doing it. And you've got to work hard. They're the two things I ask. And Ash has done that. So, we're all aware. He'll be judged once the comp starts. But good early signs for us. He was good for us on the weekend against the Broncos. And he was good in the couple of games he played at the nine. So, I'm looking forward to him having a good year for us.
But on the other hand, you've had a couple of players with not such good news. Firstly, I'll ask about Ryan James, and then second, Keegan Hipgrave. When do we expect to see Keegan?
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. So Keegan obviously had a number of concussions last year and took the 6 month off, you know, sort of period. And he started training with us the start of November, but obviously he'd been no contact until he saw all the neurosurgeons at the end of January and they gave him the green light. Obviously now we know how serious an issue concussion is. But, you know, they've done all the right things. He's done all the tests you could possibly do. And he's just going through his contact stages now. So we're confident he'll be back in, you know, within a couple or a week or two, which is great news for him and for our club. And Ryan James, yeah, unfortunately, just, you know, one of those bad things at training where he's unfortunately, you know, he's gone through all the rehab with his knee and then sort of got tackled awkwardly and he's done his ACL again, which is not good for him or anyone, you know, in our game. You don't want to see, you know, your best players not playing, especially before round one. But, yeah, that sort of happened and we've got to get on with it.
Now, it's hard not to be impressed by the start of the season from Jai Arrow. What's it like to coach a bloke knowing he's not going to be there the following year?
Yeah, honestly, Freddie, it's fine now. I think going back, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, it would have been more of an issue. But I think now, unfortunately for our game, everybody's signing sort of 12 months in advance. There's a number of players that will be going elsewhere. And we've got to accept that. Like, we would have loved Jai to have stayed, but he's made his decision. And the type of guy that he is, you know, he's going to give his best for our team. I've got no doubt about that. And the early signs, you know, reference to Nines and the trial on the weekend, you know, he was one of our best, so which will make people say even more, geez, we wish he was staying. But it gets hard, you know. I think a lot of people will criticise us for not keeping him, say you should have done whatever it takes. But as a club, I think we've made the right approach. We offered what we think was a really good offer. And if you get caught up in the emotional side of that and end up thinking you're paying a lot more, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's not a hooker, half or fullback. He's a great player, would have loved to have kept. But, you know, it wasn't to be. But in terms of this year, mate, he'll play a big part for us. And, yeah, you know, I love having him this year. And then, you know, we've got to replace him in 2021.
Now, what did the comeback, what did that do for the organisation? There's a lot of pressure on the Titans, without a doubt. And one of the things is everyone's talking about the steel of the place and, you know, not just the footy team, but you look at the area in general. What did it do for the organisation playing a team like the Broncos? I know it's only a trial, but to come back and win the game.
Yeah, well, mate, as you know, I don't think trials is everything. I mean, you know, but like you're saying, for probably the position we're coming from, it was important, although in saying that, we're actually playing really well, even though we got behind 16-0 there, we're actually playing well. So I wasn't concerned, but to sort of come back, I guess, was good for the playing group because as staff, we're sort of drumming in what we want and what will work and you know, you need that to happen for them to buy in and believe it. And I guess that's just good for our confidence because, you know, we're under a lot of stick up here saying, oh, it's a nice place to live and people put the queue in the rat once they get here and things like that. But I said, that's up to us to reverse that. Like at the moment, that was a perception. But I think the weekend and the Nines helped slowly start to change that. We've got to do it once the comp starts. I get that. But, you know, using an example of Burley Bears, like they're part of the Gold Coast. They won the Queensland Cup. So, I mean, if they can win the Queensland Cup, then that's part of the Gold Coast. So I think that's just an excuse in the past that it's a nice place to live. We've got to get rugby league first, and then when you win in rugby league, you know, it's the best place to live. So let's get it in that order, and that's what we want to, you know, set out to achieve.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. Well, we wish you all the very best of luck with the Titans in season 2020. You've got a really tough start to the season, taking on the Raiders, who finished runners-up last year in the Telstra Premiership. But all the very best, Justin. You sound like you've got a good stranglehold on the place at the moment, and we want to see you win plenty of games this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys. I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck, mate.
Good on you, mate. The Hurricane, Justin Holbrook. I love it.